lost. It's one of the scariest words in the English language. To be lost. Almost sounds cold, doesn't it? A chilly wind and lonely. To be lost. You know, I suppose every single person on this planet has a memory of being lost. Most of us in our childhood have at least one painful story in our computer data bank that we've never quite been able to delete. One experience where we were lost. I remember as if it were yesterday, one experience that happened to me. Our family was moving to California from the East Coast back in 1964, bringing two cars across the country on the southern route across the United States. There were no interstates then, no intercom. We didn't have any maps, no cell phones certainly back then. Late at night, as we teenage boys were making turns and taking turns driving in the second car, following my folks in a strange city. Downtown, the highway signs weren't marked too distinctly, and the red lights turned, and then they left, and we were still there, and unexpected, and all of a sudden, we were separated from the other car. Lost. No money, no maps, no idea where the other car was. Of course, there finally did come that wonderful moment when we were safe together again, reunited with Mom and Dad. We'll look later at the joy that comes from being found. But for now, let's keep our focus on that word, lost. I suppose part of the fright that goes with being lost is the inherent danger that comes with that condition, lost. Certainly goes with fear, doesn't it? By nature, these two are linked together. To be lost may mean to be lonely and cold. You might be out all night by yourself. You might be left in the woods for weeks. And friend, you might even die. Lost and death do often go together. You know, it seems as if every other TV movie made a few years ago dealt with someone who was lost and had to tramp through 4 days of snow in order to find rescue. Lostness is a universal condition. Of course, when we think about the song Amazing Grace and those words, I once was lost and now am found. We're talking about spiritual lostness. Being in a lost condition as far as eternal life is concerned. That's the real being lost that ought to concern us most of all. You know, it's a funny thing. We discussed earlier that being saved from drowning seems a lot more important to us than being saved for heaven. And here we find the same experience. Being lost in the woods is absolutely terrifying. But being spiritually lost raises hardly a flicker of concern for most people. It's safe to say that a person can be lost and not realize it. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever driven blithely 50 miles down the wrong road with no idea that you were totally lost? Well, the same thing is true in the spiritual realm, isn't it? A person can be lost and have no idea of the fact. Millions of people haven't been near a map for so long that they just don't even know that they're lost. So, of course, there's no fear, no sensation of danger. If you have no destination, no place to go. If eternity with God isn't your goal, then lostness becomes an empty word. Do you recall this meaningful bit of exchange from the book Alice in Wonderland? Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? Well, that depends a good deal on where you want to go and get to, said the cat. I don't much care where, said Alice. Then it doesn't matter much which way you go, said the cat. That's a chilling statement, isn't it? To experience the kind of lostness where you don't even care. In the spiritual world, though, it's equally true that you can know exactly where you are right now and still be lost. You might be listening to this devotional on your computer while sitting on the beach in Florida. You know exactly where you are, and still, you're a lost person. You might be a housewife or a construction worker having lunch in Dallas or London, reading these words during your break or listening to me talk. You know where you are. You know your location. And you're lost. But you know something? There's good news. The Bible is full of good news for those who are lost. First of all, the lost can be found. The song Amazing Grace tells us that. The gift of grace was created specifically for those who are lost. Friend, when they play Amazing Grace, they're playing our song. Because God loves those who are lost. He gave His Son to die for those who are lost. So many of Christ's stories have to do with something that was lost. The shepherd who goes to look for his lost sheep. The woman who looks for the lost coin. The loving father who goes out each day to look for the lost son and rejoices when he is found. Do you remember the childhood Bible story of Zacchaeus? Now, he was a lost little man up there in that sycamore tree. And Jesus came looking for him. Jesus came to save him. After Zacchaeus was found, Jesus made this wonderful pronouncement, this unforgettable mission statement in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Those who are lost are Jesus' target audience. They're the focus of his efforts, the prize he seeks to reclaim. If you're lost right now, he's looking for you. Oh, but there's more good news. You may be lost right now, but it's possible to be found. You might be on the wrong road at this very moment, but there is a right road, and you can quickly get to there from where you are right now. There's an off-ramp coming up just ahead. The great Christian writer C.S. Lewis wrote in his classic book, Mere Christianity, "We all want progress," or as the Brits would say, "We want progress." But progress means getting nearer to the place where you want to be. And if you have taken a wrong turning, then to go forward does not get you any nearer. If you are on the wrong road, progress means doing an about turn and walking back to the right road. And in that case, the man who turns back soonest is the most progressive man. And then he adds this: we are on the wrong road. And if that is so, we must go back. Going back is the quickest way on. Amazing Grace tells us that being lost is a temporary condition for those who ask for help. Someone very loving is looking for you right now.